The Ketchikan School Board unanimously approved the purchase of a new snowplow, security system, and software. The approximately $40,000 snowplow will replace one in the current fleet of two. Superintendent Robert Boyle says on snowy days, one plow starts at the south end of town, the other one on the north end, and they work their way toward each other, plowing each school's parking lot and surrounding areas.
The one that they're replacing needs to be replaced, we think. And the reason I say that is it needs replaced, but if it doesn't snow all winter, but we can't rest on that. We need to be prepared.
Transportation funds, which are provided by the state on a per-pupil basis, will pay for the new vehicle. Funds for a new security system at Ketchikan High School will be provided by the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, but the school board approved a nearly $37,000 contract for the work with RSA Engineering. The contract includes installation of approximately 130 cameras along with a monitoring system. The board also approved purchasing administrative software for the special education department. The new software called TyNet should help reduce the workload for the staff filing individualized education programs, or IEPs, and Medicaid billing. Board President Michelle O'Brien says she received an email of support from Sally Stockhausen, who works in the department.
Another problem with FileMaker, the current system, is that the files disappear. She doesn't know how many times I've written a draft of an IEP on FileMaker, only enough parts of the entire document to be gone once I attempt to print it. Some IEPs can take hours to write, so again, wasted time. I'm excited about the possibility of a new program that will save me time. The less I have time to spend with FileMaker frustrations, the more I have time to spend with helping my students graduate, which is why I do what I do.
The board also approved the 2016-2017 academic calendar after some discussion about the start date and Thanksgiving vacation. School will begin on August 24th next year, and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving will not be a holiday. Director of Human Resources Rick Rafter says that the calendar committee is made up of administration from most schools, but all schools were invited to participate in the calendar construction.
We're really to the point where we talk about the calendar in terms of what's good for learning, not just what's good for my vacation.
Right.
But I understand what's good for my vacation is important too, but what's good for learning. So what we're trying to do is make sure there aren't a lot of, if any, like 2-day weeks and 3-day weeks.
Right.
And
the board also did some planning for the next calendar year, including its scheduled work session with the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. The most contentious issue between the two bodies has been contracted services, which board member David Timmerman addressed as a citizen from the public podium at the start of the meeting.
And I just want you guys as a board, just like me as a citizen, to really pay attention to those numbers and ask yourselves if it's equitable or if it's even being done in the context of the spirit of the bond or what was given to construct the pool. I say no.
The Gateway Aquatic Center is the largest contracted service that the borough pays but attributes the cost to the school district. The board largely disapproved of a new ordinance from the borough on how those funds are accounted. Superintendent Boyle suggested waiting for the outcome of the borough's education funding lawsuit before making changes that may be moot. The two bodies are scheduled to meet January 8th and 9th to discuss matters of mutual importance. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.